Welcome to the Parenting Revival Podcast, the go-to space for all things early parenting. I'm your host, Sharanya V, your partner in this wild ride called parenthood. As an early parenting coach with a background in family psychology, counseling, and pediatric sleep, my mission is simple: to help you shift from merely surviving to thriving. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey where early parenting becomes less of a struggle and more of a joyful adventure. Hi, I am so excited to share with you a very funny, interesting story that honestly I think you will resonate with. It's about how I started the tradition of having solo vacations or just time away for myself. How did this start and why has it stuck? Funny story, not funny when it happened, but funny now. It all started with me being really annoyed with my spouse, who's amazing, by the way. I was in a bit of a limbo. My son was already sleeping through the night, but I was in the middle of adjusting to the whole doing my master's, managing the household, you know, learning how much of parenting should I be doing and how much parenting should my spouse be doing. Is it actually 50-50, or is it 60-40, or is it actually 80-20? You know, I was trying to digest and process all of that, and I'm like, this needs some serious discussion. But along those couple of months, I just felt like I was doing 99% of things. Also because, you know, we were new in the country, my husband was new at his job. It was a lot of adjustment for us to go through. But at the same time, I was feeling like I was about to burn out and I was about to explode. And I really needed some kind of space just for myself, where I had one day where I did not think about laundry or didn't think about feeding or didn't think about, you know, my baby or my spouse or whether I needed to cook something. You know, it just came out like that. And so I was at a very vulnerable stage and I was not comfortable with what I was going through. And then I spoke to my husband, not very, you know, politely, because I was upset. Okay, so this is true, authentic, right? Truly authentic. I was upset and I felt like the burden of parenting was on me and I didn't like it. And when I discussed it with my spouse at that point of time, he, for some reason, he couldn't see my point of view. The lenses that he was wearing was very different to mine. And it made it look like when he were to look after the baby, it would be an easier time. And it seemed like it was sounding like as if it was me that was causing all of this difficulty at home, which was not what I wanted to hear as a mom who was literally trying to do everything by myself. And so I got really mad. And I told myself, okay, if you think you can do it better, then why don't you try it out? And I was like, all right, let's do this. Okay, I need to go somewhere. I've got assignments to complete. I have no space. My brain is all over because I've got to manage everything at home as well. And I said, okay, book me a hotel and let me go have a stay away. And you can deal with everything that you need to deal with at home, with the baby. You know, since you know how to manage everything, I believe in you. I trust you. Let me go. There was some silence when I said what I said. And it happened, right? The vacation happened, the so-called vacation. It was a staycation. My husband just booked me a place nearby here, nearby home. And I just got out, right? But I have to tell you this, right? A couple of things, right? The first thing is the fact that I was packing my bag for the first time for myself was mind-blowing, because the last time I packed my bag for myself was because I had to go to the hospital to have my baby. So that was the first thing that was like, oh my God, this feels so good. Like, I didn't have to pack a bottle, a diaper or an underwear for somebody else, you know. It was just me packing for myself. So that was so awakening for me. The second thing was my heart was kind of heavy, right, when I left home. But then when I got to the hotel, I was like, oh my God, breath of fresh air. This is so good. I really needed this. And I didn't know I needed this so badly, right? And the third thing is that I returned from my staycation so refreshed, so rejuvenated. I felt like a brand new person, though I was at the hotel doing my assignments. And it was just the fact that I was alone by myself. You know, I didn't have timelines. I was like, oh no, you know, nap time. Now I have to do this and I have to do that. I have to cram things up. I literally had 24 hours to myself. And how liberating was that? And when I came back home, right, I was like, my husband, he was, I think I've never felt that loved before, especially after the postpartum period. I was like, oh my God, this feels amazing. Like, my husband and I connected so well because he was for once in my shoes. I want to pause and introduce my 12-week signature mom revival program. In this journey, experience a unique fusion of pediatric sleep guidance, mental health support, couple wellness, and foundational parenting insights. It's your singular solution for establishing a resilient foundation as a young parent, crafting a legacy of happiness for decades. This program provides you 12 personalized coaching calls, each session tailored just for you. We will spend the first few weeks getting your child or children sleeping through the night, and then the focus will be shifted to you, your spouse, your parenting styles, and how to manage your household. Enjoy unlimited WhatsApp access and email support during the program, and you'll never feel alone. I will be with you every step of the way. You won't find this unique offering anywhere else, I promise you. Secure your spot for an experience that stands out from the rest. Embark on this transformational journey with my exclusive 12-week program priced at a refined $2,250. Visit sharniav.com to secure your spot and check out my show notes for more info. Managing baby all by himself, right? It was just one night and 2 days, but he was a different man. He learned so much in those 2 days. He embraced papahood. He understood what I was talking about all this while, about how it needs to be equal, or he needs to take on a little bit more and let me have my time. I mean, he's always advocated for me to go. Half the reason was that I didn't want to let go, right? So that's my message to you too, if you're a mom listening in. We women need to learn how to let go. If we are not going to let go and you're going to like want to take control of everything, you are going to burn out, your spouse is not going to be empowered, and your child is going to always think that the default parent is mom. You don't have to go down that path where you're training your entire family to think that you are the default parent, dad doesn't know how to do anything, or dad feels like dad is incapable of doing what mom does. Dad is fully capable of doing it, and this was proof that he could do it all. And I think for me, ultimately, it was that we reconnected as a couple again, as human beings again, and we stepped out of parenting for a moment, and he was like, I really feel you. I know your pain. I know how difficult this is. And that's all I really wanted to hear. I didn't want someone telling me that, oh, you know, I can do this too. It's no problem, you know. I didn't want to hear that. All I wanted was some kind of comfort. I see you. I hear you. I feel you. I'm here with you by your side. That's all I wanted to hear. So because that staycay was so amazing, even though it was nearby home and I still felt like I was away, far away, doing my own thing, and he was embracing parenting, and my son was having a great time with his dad, and nothing bad happened, right, obviously. And they survived. They survived those 2 days without me. So that taught me so many things, like he can do it. I need to let go. I need to fully trust my spouse with my child. My child will be fine. And I need to fill my cup, because if I don't, then I'm going to become a monster, right? So I don't want to be a monster all the time. And so those staycays really helped. So I schedule this in once a year for myself, but I do regular like check-ins as well on a monthly basis to see how I'm doing and whether I need some time away. And if that is the case, then I will organize for it. Not like I'm going away for a staycay or anything like that, but I'm organizing my time to serve myself and to serve my mental health, right? So that's the story about how this tradition of me going away started. And this also spread, like I always advocate for my spouse to do the same. Like, you gotta go do your boy thing, go meet your boyfriends, do your own, have your own getaway without me, without the kids, because we all need space. We all need space on our own. We are individuals, we are humans, we were born alone. And then we accumulated all these people around us whom we make family, whom we call family and friends and all of that. But at the same time, no single individual should be with one person for 24 hours. It just doesn't work like that, right? You don't spend 24 hours at work. You don't spend 24 hours with your spouse. You don't spend 24 hours with your bub. Well, it shouldn't be that way. Everyone needs that balance. Your bub needs some time away from you. You need some time away from everyone as well. And then when you return, you feel so good. You feel like you missed your spouse. You missed your baby, you know, and you show up so differently for yourself and for everybody in the family. It's just a huge win-win, right? And if you're struggling to get yourself out and take that first step, don't let it be like a bit of an argument, like how I had it, right? Just have a civil conversation if you can. But the impact that this had on us was huge, because it came from a space that was hard. We came from a hard space, and then we managed to do it. And then we reconciled and we were like, okay, I see you, I love you, thank you so much for doing what you do, and vice versa, right? And that's why I'm saying that if you feel like this has been a struggle for you, tell yourself that you should not feel this way. You shouldn't feel like, oh, it's something that's going to give you guilt, that's going to make you feel like, oh, regret, you know, you regret that you're doing this, you're leaving your child behind. Nothing is going to happen, because your spouse is fully capable of doing what he or she is supposed to do. Okay, you got to trust your spouse, you got to trust yourself, and you got to remember the one person that you need to first serve is yourself. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Parenting Revival Podcast. If you found these insights helpful, or if you have burning questions itching for answers, don't hesitate to reach out. Remember, you're not alone in this parenting journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe, rate, leave a review, or simply screenshot this and share it on your socials. Your feedback means the world to me, and together, let's make tiny but mighty changes in your early parenting life. And for more resources and updates, follow me on Instagram at sharanyav.nestthrive. Until next time, this is Sharanya V signing off. Take care and keep thriving.